How anticlimactic. So much for striking Syria. Now we have to deal with all the red tape involving diplomacy. There's nothing more nauseating than observing the BS political rhetoric being spewed from all sides. My favorite part of this near fiasco has been the performance of Secretary of State John Kerry, specifically his offhand remark at a news conference. I'm using air quotes when I say offhand. You may remember the rhetorical comment he made when asked if Syria's president can do anything to stop an attack.
Sure, he could turn over every single bit of his chemical weapons to the international community in the next week. Turn it over, all of it, without delay.
That was not an off-the-cuff remark. That was planned, orchestrated, floated to see how it would go over, and it was a success. An out for Obama. Oh, it was clever, but not the most subtle strategy. All of this could have been avoided if the president wasn't such a yenta, a gossip. He got himself into this pickle by blabbing about his plans to strike Syria. Certain things like war plans are meant to be kept secret. Looks like if we do attack Syria, it'll be at least a couple of weeks until that happens. I'm a patient man, Mr. President, but I have limits. Therefore, I've decided to do nothing about the Syria crisis and follow your lead. For me, Syria is now on the back burner. I am completely focused on figuring out how NBC's million-second quiz works. It's really confusing. I'm Josh Spiegel for Maryland's News Now.